880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, welcome to another edition of Freed on Business. This week, we're going to talk about the real estate capital markets with my good friend, Charlie Pennon. We're going to have two different takes on aging. We're going to have Dr. Sarah Seja, professor of psychiatry and behavioral sciences and the scientific director of the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine Center on Aging. We're going to talk about the impact of aging on our culture. Then later in the show, Dr. Victor Franks will be on, and we're going to be talking about how to stay healthy and sharp as you age. I'm sure that Dr. Saha will also have something to say about that. And then, of course, we're going to have our usual segment with Rob Denton, president and founder of True North Financial, on. We're going to talk about how to save your business from your creditors. We've got a caller holding to start off the show. Who do we got out there?
Hey, Jim, it's Larry Zinn. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Larry. Thanks for calling in today, man.
Oh, it's my pleasure. As always, you know I love coming by on Thursdays.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Hey, listen, Larry, I was reading in the Wall Street Journal that other people are able to get good deals on their cars because of the value that their trade-in held, the way you gave me a good deal. What's going on with that?
Well, it's actually a pretty interesting time because when things slowed down a little bit in the last few years, it reduced the amount of new vehicles that were going on the road. So as a result, there's a shortage of pre-owned late model vehicles, 2009, 2010 vehicles. And now as a result, those cars are bringing much higher dollars. So in many cases, we're able to get people out of those leases early, or if they own the car, they're coming back with equity. Which makes things really easy for some new car deals, especially the way the rates are now.
So rates are low and you're getting great values on trade-ins. It seems to all line up for you to be able to do some great deals in August.
Oh, so far so good, especially over at the Infiniti dealership. We've got these awesome 18-month leases on G25 and G37 sedan. It's been pretty unbelievable.
Well, Larry, what other things have you got? You got any specials at any of your other stores?
Well, of course. With Volvo, we have the payment vacation. If you come in and purchase lease a 2012 Volvo, you don't make any payments for the next 4 months. So literally, you wouldn't make your first payment until December when you lease a new Volvo.
Now, that's my kind of summer vacation.
Yeah. Also, Jaguar's got some great specials. And as you know, Land Rover's been very competitive as well.
Now, Larry, if somebody wants to get part of the Warren Henry advantage and become part of your family over there, how do they get in touch with you guys?
Well, the best way to get in touch with us is through our website at www.warrenhenryauto.com. Otherwise, you can always call us at 305-690-6006.
I love walking in and saying hi to the guys, even though I have my car. They're always really terrific, and they're always willing to talk to me about how great the Warren Henry Advantage is. Can you give me 30 seconds on what the Warren Henry Advantage is, Larry?
Sure. The Warren Henry Advantage is something that's unique to our dealership. We give every customer a year of paintless dent removal, a year of key replacement, and also a personal concierge service for a year. Not to mention, you get your first oil change for free. And at some brands, you get the second one, too.
Wow, that's absolutely awesome. I know I got a great price from you at Warren Henry, and I got the Warren Henry Advantage, and my wife loves her car. And I got to tell you, that J car that you sold her, the JX, I've driven it. It is awesome, Larry. Absolutely awesome. I feel like I'm on a cloud. Then I get into my car, and it's like I'm back in a race car. It's just, how do they come up with these products?
Well, we've been very fortunate to have those products. The cars have really been more revolutionary than evolutionary for us. That JX coming in has really boosted business, and it's taken us into a new segment that we've never been in before with a seven-passenger family vehicle that isn't too big but isn't too small.
It's awesome.
And the M is a spectacular car. From a value perspective, it's very tough to beat.
Listen, I got to just tell you, I'm a cheapskate, and I've had Infiniti since the early 1990s because I'm a cheapskate, but I love performance. I love to feel like I'm up there and wealthy, but I'm not paying what the crazy people are paying. I'm paying a great price for a great car.
Well, you know, Jim, you're part of the family here, so we always make sure you get the great deal. And, you know, we like to do the same for anybody else who comes our way.
Well, listen, Larry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to
cut you off. Oh, no, that's all right. Go ahead, Jim.
I just wanted to say I just love it. I can't wait to play basketball against Chris Bosh someday. And that's your spokesman. That's why I'm saying that. And I can't wait to have you in the studio in the next couple of weeks. I'm going to come in over the weekend with Johnny. We're going to test drive some of your cars and do a little video. What do you say about that?
Hey, that sounds good by me. Once I get driving again, I'll definitely be by to see you guys.
All right. That sounds great. In the meantime, I hope your leg's feeling better, Larry.
Hey, thank you very much, Jim.
All right.
See you soon.
Okay, it's my pleasure. Larry's in. Thanks for calling in, Larry, and giving us the heads up on what's going on in the automotive world. We're going to be right back after this short break with Dr. Sarah Seha, President of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences and Scientific Director at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine Center on Aging. We're going to talk about aging in America. Stick with us. This is going to be an awesome glimpse into the future. I invest equity with operating partners. If you have real estate transactions and need debt or equity, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222, retail, apartments, land, office, hotel, and healthcare. We are seeking operating partners in all product sectors and in locations throughout the southeastern United States. Again, call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
Hey everybody, this is John Mahoney with SocialMedia305.com. Many of you might know us as the online voice for the Freedom Business Radio Show. And what we do, we provide you access to your community using social media platforms. Now we know most businesses are looking to take advantage of this and stay in touch with their community and their customers, but they're not quite sure what platforms to use or even when to use them. We can help you overcome this hurdle. We know where the market is, how to find them, how to track the conversations, and most importantly, how to engage your brand. You can reach us at any time at 305-710-2273. Again, call us at 305-710-2273 or feel free to drop us an email at contact@socialmedia305.com. Again, that's contact@socialmedia305.com.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
Hi, this is Jim Fried, and just like you heard before with Larry's in, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can always call for anything, anytime for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, South Florida, we are back, and we've got some important information that we have to disseminate right now. We've got Dr. Sarah Seha. She's a professor of psychiatry and behavioral sciences and scientific director at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine. We call them UHealth. She is at the Center for Aging. We're going to discuss the impact of aging on our population and our society. Dr. Seha, welcome to our show.
Hi, it's Dr. Seha.
I'm so sorry. Larry, I know Larry told me correctly, but I'm just the worst. I apologize, doctor.
That's no problem. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
It's my pleasure.
Well, I think we're all aware that there are some very important demographic trends occurring, not only in the United States, but throughout the world, where we're seeing a large increase in the number of people over the age of 65. And I think more importantly, well, perhaps not more importantly, but what's also highly significant is that we're also seeing a large increase in what we refer to as the oldest old. These are people living age 85 and older.
Yeah, I have experience with that. I was the guardian ad litem for my grandfather who had had some problems, and he was in a nursing home, but he lived until he was in his mid-90s, God rest his soul, and that came with some special issues. I mean, he was a little infirmed. I got to believe now we're seeing people in their 90s and three figures that are ambulatory, up and around and doing things.
Yes, I think one thing we have to also understand about this is while it does present some challenges as people, as they get into their later years, often do need more care and assistance, I think it also provides tremendous opportunities for us as a society in terms of work and productive engagement, in terms of expertise, in terms of providing other support and mentorship to family members. And one thing we do know about aging is that today and tomorrow's elderly are better educated, certainly a lot more diverse, healthier, and more active than previous generations. Many are pursuing new careers, new hobbies, are engaged in fuller-time, part-time work or volunteer work. And I think it's also important to realize that aging is associated with a very wide degree of variability. Not all older people are alike. Not all older people suffer from diseases, aging is associated with plasticity. Older people can experience positive changes in both health, in cognition, in functional activities, and performance.
Well, doctor, one of the things that I know from personal experience is my 74-year-old mother gets up at 5:30 in the morning twice a week to go to her job down at Mount Sinai, where she does a lot of social work. And I've got to believe that there's a lot of different myths about aging that you can debunk, different things like elderly people are ill, depressed, technophobic. I know my mom just smokes on the computer.
Yes, I think there are a lot of common myths about aging, and one of them is once you're 65, you're sick, you're depressed, you live in an institution, you can't learn, and you are technophobic. And we, in fact, know that those are myths. The reality is that older people can learn, they are active, they want to be engaged and productive. And we are seeing this increasingly as different cohorts move into the older age groups.
Now, how about their ability to regenerate muscle mass and remain healthy and physically able? I know that we've spoken to other doctors from UHealth, and they've indicated to us that given the right circumstances, people that we would consider elderly are actually able to regenerate muscle and continue to work out, exercise, and improve their health.
Absolutely. I mean, we're seeing more and more evidence that shows us that physical activity can not only improve the physical health, mobility, and functional performance of older adults, and there can be a lot of gain in physical performance with training and exercise. But there's also some recent data which is showing us that physical exercise is also important to cognitive health and cognitive functioning, and that data is very exciting.
Now, I know that I've been to certain facilities. I'll mention, for one, Douglas Gardens here in Miami, where I've seen specifically designed products, products that were specifically designed for people that had a little trouble seeing, a little trouble picking things up. It seems to me like there's a whole industry about to sprout up like that, or has it already sprouted up?
I think there has been an industry along those lines for quite a while, but I think now with the aging of the baby boomers, we're going to see more I guess that industry is going to look a little different. Some of those products are less stigmatizing. They're becoming more, how should we say, aesthetically attractive, smaller, easier to use. And with the advances in technology, we're seeing a lot of exciting developments in terms of devices that can be used to help people compensate for a deficit like a hearing loss or some loss in vision, what have you.
Yeah, I have friends that are, I'll just say, over 60, and they've gotten these like microscopic hearing aids that you can't even see that are apparently perfectly tuned so that they can hear like they were 20 years old.
Well, that's not my area. We have a fabulous group here at the university who does wonderful work in hearing auditory loss and also in hearing aids and hearing assistive devices. And they're doing some cutting-edge work, but I know that the technologies there have advanced tremendously, and I think we're just beginning to see, you know, a tremendous growth and wonderful developments in this area.
Now, I know that the term is out there for young adults and children mainstreaming. I got to believe that with this large of an aging active population coming, that we're going to see a lot of mainstreaming of our active adults, as it were.
Yeah, I think I think there's no denying that. I think as we look around, it's not going to be uncommon to see more older people in the workforce, either because they want to work either full or part-time or they have to for economic reasons. Certainly in exercise facilities, in entertainment facilities, I think just as we see our population becoming more diverse with respect to ethnicity and culture, it's also going to become more diverse and more of a melting pot with respect to age.
Now, do different demographic groups have different tendencies as they age? Is there particularly one that may be more at risk than others? And is there anything you're doing to address that?
I think there are certainly some areas with respect to health disparities for people who are in lower socioeconomic strata, and I know that that's one of our foci at the Center on Aging. Our Center on Aging is really all about promoting successful health, well-being, and independence, not only for older adults and their families. And we do pay special attention to the needs of more at-risk, vulnerable older adult populations, and I know that is also an emphasis within the National Institutes of Health and the National Institutes on Aging.
Now, we talked in the beginning, in the preamble, you talked about the international implications. I know that there's a dramatic fall off in family formation across the world, and that's going to mean that the populations are going to gray faster. As we kind of head towards the end of our segment, what is it that you see on a worldwide basis?
Well, I think I see parallels of what's going on here in the United States in terms of trying to develop strategies to meet the needs, challenges, and opportunities associated with population aging. We certainly see that in countries like Italy, France, Sweden, you know, Finland. I know Finland has a very successful older worker program. So I think this is an issue that people are looking at across the world. There are now many international conferences on gerontology and geriatrics where people from different countries get together to share strategies, share research findings, collaborate on various projects.
Okay, well, Dr. Seja, if somebody wanted to get more information about the Center for Aging at UHealth, how could they do that?
Well, actually, we have a brand new website that we're very proud of.
Awesome.
Yes, we have a brand new website, and I'm going to...
And we know that all of our aging adults are not technophobic, so they need to go to the website.
In fact, a program that we have, a sub-program within our Center on Aging, is called CREATE. And the whole focus of CREATE is on older adults and technology systems.
Oh, how lovely.
Yeah, so that's a great program. It's funded by the National Institutes on Aging, which is part of the National Institutes of Health. And our program's been up and running for 12 years. And we have a project right now with putting computers in the homes of older adults who are at risk for social isolation. Some older adults in the program get computers, others don't. Others get other ways to foster social activity. And we have participants in the program up to age 98.
Well, Dr. Seja, I really want to thank you. I know that I butchered your name 15 times.
It's okay. It's an unusual name.
You can call me Mr. Fried anytime you want. thank you so much, Dr. Seja,
for
coming
on. Thanks for the opportunity.
Oh, it's my pleasure. We look forward to having UHealth continue to be a great part of our show. We'll be right back after this short break. We're going to have Rob Denton telling you how you can save your business from creditors. Back after this.
This is Rob Denton, President and CEO of True North Financial. America is stuck in a once-in-a-lifetime recession. It's affected us all. For many small businesses, the reminder is the constant phone calls from creditors and collection agencies. I talk to business owners all the time that are good people. They just need a reset of their credit situation. There are a few options today for the small business person faced with credit issues. True North Financial knows these options and can help you decide which course is best for you. True North Financial is here to give you a seat at the table with your creditors. True North Financial will give you a free credit analysis to see if you meet the criteria for our services. For more information, call me at 954-379-4738 or go to our website, www.truenorthfinancial.net. Let True North Financial start helping you today.
Ask Dr. Victor Franks how I lost 40 pounds in 4 months under his supervision. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to relax and stay that way for hours. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.AskDrFranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM. The Biz.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. You know it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my Infiniti from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guarantee it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key repair, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for an entire year. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar for Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 3.5 decades. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida business persons, get your pens and pencils out because you're going to want to take notes and make sure you got this guy's contact information. We are here with Rob Denton. He's the president and founder of True North Financial. He is going to help us discuss how you can save your business from your creditors. I don't want to go through his whole introduction. He's got 25 years of industry experience, but when you hear him talk, you'll know he knows what he's talking about. Rob, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you for having me. It's my pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's always your pleasure when we get together. I know that.
Absolutely.
You're the best. Now, tell me a little bit about what's going on. I know that you had a meeting with some financial professionals. I know that that financial professionals have started referring some of your customers to you. And I know that there's a couple of other things I want to ask you, but let's start with that one.
Well, first of all, I have to thank you a lot. The exposure we're getting here is unbelievable. Some local professionals have reached out to us. They weren't sure how to help out their clients. And I got to be honest with you, this has been great, and I'm getting a lot of thank yous from these guys.
Well, this is what it looks like when I blush on the radio. Well, listen, Rob, I know that a lot of people have problems with their cash flow. A lot of times it's because people aren't paying them. Is there a way that you can help a small business that has an accounts receivable problem?
Absolutely. Let me be clear, though. We're not a collection agency, but we have a program right now, you know, To be clear, we're a debt restructuring firm. We're experts at it. We stabilize troubled businesses. But sometimes the trouble happens because they can't get paid. And we have a program called AR Assist. And it's really a low-level, low-pressure attempt to find out why you're not getting paid.
Well, first of all, AR stands for accounts receivable, right?
That is correct.
Okay, so if somebody's having an accounts receivable problem, you have a SWAT team in your office that can come in, assess the situation, and advise them on how they may be able to monetize those funds?
Absolutely. Sometimes people don't pay because they don't want to. Sometimes people pay because they can't. And there's a situation where they just don't know which way to turn. AR Assist will help you uncover why you're not getting paid. And quite frankly, if they're a deadbeat or a person who won't pay you, they get treated a certain way. If they're someone who has a cash flow problem themselves, we'll help uncover that and help them and make you a priority.
I think that the majority of the people that are in need of a financial reset or a financial restructuring are good people that just had a problem with the cash flow situation you were talking about, or perhaps they thought that the recovery would come sooner, or that the construction industry would start up, or the customers would come from Brazil and save their restaurant, all kinds of things. And you see all these people, don't you?
Absolutely. We see them all the time. And the one thing that everyone's looking for right now in a tough economy, in a tight credit market, is a competitive advantage or a way to collect or get your funds in the door.
Now, how does the AR Assist program work, Rob?
Well, it's very simple. If you're a credit or collection manager, or if you're a one-man show who's trying to collect from somebody and you're afraid to ask for the money, if you're someone who...
I'll send my wife over for that one. Exactly. She always knows how to ask for the money.
Well, you know, some people don't know how to ask. They don't want to upset their client. And this program is designed very simply. You point us to the people that you want help with. We'll reach out to them. We'll find out what the problem is. We'll even let them know that, you know, you're not looking to hurt them. You just want to find out why they can't get paid. And a lot of times some of our solutions may help resolve the bigger problem, which is the cash flow crunch.
So really, you're injecting positive energy into what would otherwise be a negative situation, and the negative situation causes people to kind of bulkhead themselves against addressing the problem. This could fester for a significant period of time. People just need to realize there is no shame, no harm in resetting your financial situation.
Listen, you know, a lot of people don't realize that pressuring other business owners to get paid may not be the solution. And you're correct. Some people respond with a sense of they're scared, they're mad, they're upset, they shut down. Other people typically will just say, look, I'm not going to answer the phone. With the AR Assist program, with what we have, it's designed to uncover problems and give a solution.
Now, again, you're not a collection agency, but you do the work for the person, don't you? Because I've got to believe that if they're in the financial straits that we're discussing, they've got the phone ringing, they're freaking out about how are they going to fund their business. At the same token, they've got to run their business. So it seems to me like they're doing two jobs and pulling themselves apart.
Picture being a collector or a collection firm just calling someone and the phone's ringing off the hook. You're being hounded. You have funding problems. You have financial issues. If someone called you up and said, look, we understand you owe our clients some money. However, if it's part of a deeper rooted problem, we may be able to help. Would you be willing to take that call?
Oh, my gosh. I would wish I would get that call.
We're part of the solution. We're not going to fan the flames of the problem.
You're the good guys.
Well, we understand what's going on, and it's the economy. It's no secret. Ben Bernanke said last week in front of Congress, we're stuck in the mud. Business is stuck in the mud. We believe that AR Assist is one way, to help companies get paid, to help companies that can't afford or can't figure out who to pay take care of some of their obligations and lower their debt load.
Now, I've got the key question here, Rob. What does it cost for me to get started with you? If I'm a small business person or somebody that needs either AR Assist or wants to consolidate their debts or wants somebody to just deal with the ringing phone and the screaming of their wife.
Well, Jim, you know, we're a contingency-based firm, so there are no upfront fees. What we'll do is we're sort of like a financial triage firm. We'll assess the situation and we'll step in there and give you the right path to move forward. There are no fees. You can give us a call. You can drop me an email at rob@truenorthfinancial.net. You can give me a call locally at 954-379-4738, or you can check us out on the web at www.truenorthfinancial.net, and that's a .net.
Okay, now we have a lot of people that listen all across the country. You guys do this all across the country, don't you?
Absolutely. And, you know, the one thing that we find out, you know, across the country is the problem is exactly the same. People can't get paid. People don't know how to work themselves out of a situation where they have no money. And quite frankly, you know, we're in a resetting phase right now. And a lot of small businesses are facing major, major cash issues. We have people where their lines of credit have been called. They're personally funding their business with credit cards. They don't know what to do. Sometimes lowering the debt load and having a fact-based, proactive approach to handle it could be the solution.
Now, if they want to do your no-cost obligation solution evaluation triage, how do they get you, Rob? Everybody, start writing this down, because I know most of you need this call.
Well, that was a mouthful. Let's just call it no obligation.
Okay, no obligation.
No obligation. We're happy to look at your situation. You can call me direct nationally, 800-807-8524. Drop me an email at rob@truenorthfinancial.net, And if you want to call me locally, it's 954-379-4738.
Okay, Rob, we always talk about debt recovery. What do you do in your spare time? Hockey, baseball, what do you like?
You know I'm a hockey player.
I know you are. I know you're a tough guy. You're a tough guy. How about your little man? He plays too?
Little four-year-old Cole, he plays hockey as well. It's a lot of fun, and you know that's the release these days. Go out and have a good time. You know, leave the job behind and, you know, focus on the children.
And you allow your clients to do that too, don't you?
Absolutely.
Number?
The best number to reach me at is 800-807-8524.
Rob Denton, good guy and actually a patriot trying to help our economy get started. See you next week, Rob. And thanks again for helping all the people that I know get out of debt.
Jim, thanks for having us.
You're the best. We'll be right back after this short break. You're going to love our next segment. We're going to have Charlie Pennant on from the Aztec Group. Charlie and I work together. He is just a bundle of information. I depend on him. You will too. Back after this with Charlie Pennant.
And now, WZAB traffic.
This traffic update is brought to you by Garmin. Still dealing with some slow traffic on the Palmetto Expressway southbound at Northwest 25th Street. That's due to an accident blocking at least one southbound lane. For those of you traveling out of Broward County, dealing with a crash on 95 northbound, this one near Hollywood Boulevard, causing some stop-and-go traffic. A Garmin Nuvi can show you the lane you need to be in. It makes every drive easier. Drive easy with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS navigation. That's your South Florida traffic.
Hey, everybody. This is John Mahoney with SocialMedia305.com. Many of you might know us as the online voice for the Freedom Business Radio Show. And what we do, we provide you access to your community using social media platforms. Now, we know most businesses are looking to take advantage of this and stay in touch with their community and their customers, but they're not quite sure what platforms to use or even when to use them. We can help you overcome this hurdle. We know where the market is, how to find them, how to track the conversations, and most importantly, how to engage your brand. You can reach us at any time at 305-710-2273. Again, call us at 305-710-2273 or feel free to drop us an email at contact@socialmedia305.com. Again, that's contact@socialmedia305.com.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. I'm looking for a few good partners. I invest equity with operating partners. If you have real estate transactions and need debt or equity, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Retail, apartments, land, office, hotel, and healthcare. We are seeking operating partners in all product sectors and in locations throughout the southeastern United States. Again, call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. When you're looking to buy a car or lease a car, you want to make sure you get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars. And they come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, complimentary key replacement, complimentary first service, and a complimentary personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back with my favorite guy in the whole wide world, Charlie Pennant. We're going to talk about the real estate capital markets. Charlie Pennant, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim, for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, I know you are. You've been just panting the entire day, and you're freaking out. But tell us, you know, you've had 10 years in the business. You've done over $750 million worth of transactions. I know you closed a boatload of business last year and are closing more this year. What's going on in the capital markets, Charlie?
The capital markets are great right now. There's such an availability of capital It's amazing. All product types can get financed.
All product types?
All product types. Everything from new apartment construction to self-storage properties to hotels, everything.
You know, I've been working on some new apartment stuff myself, so we're going to have a conversation about that.
Looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah. We're going to make money, Charlie. I got a great deal for us to do in Houston. Now, tell me a little bit about the difference between what a bank is doing, what the conduits or the mortgage-backed securities guys in New York are doing, the life companies, hard money lenders. Give me kind of like an overview of the bowl of fruit of lenders out there.
The main difference between banks and Wall Street conduits, if you will, is recourse versus non-recourse. Banks are typically full recourse loans at 65 to 70% loan to value for a 5-year term, where life insurance companies, conduits, and Wall Street are more long-term 10-year debt, 30-year amortization, non-recourse.
Okay, so you've got the different kinds of lenders. Are they looking for the same kind of borrower?
Conduits and life insurance companies are more interested in real estate, but banks are more interested in borrower, although borrower is always important.
Okay, so is there a difference today from today when you originate a loan from like 5 years ago?
The difference is the property has to stand on its own. Make sure it's a good property and a good location. The borrower is very important as well. They have to have a solid track record and good financial statement.
Now, what do you find to be the property types that are most in demand right now?
Everything's in demand, but the most highest two asked about product types are multifamily, rental apartments, or retail centers.
And I know I'm doing rental apartments and retail centers from a financing standpoint, and I've got to just say is that the financing is ungodly. The guy's getting a rate that's a fixed rate, 10-year deal, 4.5%. I mean, it's just incredible. If the bank wants you, they're just about ready to do anything. Is that true?
They're pulling down their pants. They're ready to do business with good borrowers for good real estate.
I know that the bankers that call me just can't find enough borrowers. What's the type of borrower that a banker's looking for?
The best borrower is one with an amazing track record with lots of money in the bank.
That's my client.
That's not the only type of borrower. The best type of borrower is just one with a solid track record that does what they say.
So you're telling me that if you live clean, keep your word, have cash flow, and some money in the bank, that the banks are looking to make you a loan?
That's right. They are.
Okay. Now,
new relationships.
New relationships, and they're looking for that.
That's right.
Now, what about the life companies? I've heard that a lot of them have used up their allocations this year. Can you still get a life company deal done?
You can. They're much more conservative and selective in product and borrower, but they are really location-driven and quality of asset, as that's their only collateral.
So your real job, Charlie, is knowing what these guys are looking for and bird-dogging it and getting it to them.
I'm a matchmaker, Jim.
Oh, you're the best, Charlie. I told you I'd make you smile. Now, what are the hot locations? You hear a lot about Core, Core Plus. I mean, is there Core Double Plus? I mean, what is all this?
The hot locations right now in Miami are anything in the Design District or Midtown area, followed by Miami Beach, specifically Lincoln Road area.
Wow, that's great news because I'm doing deals in all those markets.
Fantastic.
Oh, Charlie, you're the best. Now, describe a typical transaction. Wait a minute, that's an oxymoron, isn't it?
There's no typical transaction, Jim. The only thing typical is closing.
Well, wait a minute now. If there's no typical transaction and things have changed dramatically over the last 5 years, most people were on 5-year super mortgages, and those are coming due. What do they have to expect? And it seems to me like if they don't know what to expect, they need a professional like you to help them navigate the waters.
That's exactly right. We need to help them identify what the lenders are looking for, which is a solid rent roll with rents at market, with great property visibility and overall sense of net worth with the borrower.
So you're really looking for the absolute lock solid deal. Now, what if somebody's got a little blemish on their deal? Are there people out there that can help credit enhance it, bring a little equity, stuff like that?
Absolutely. One thing we focus on is structured debt. We do first mortgage, senior debt, or mezzanine second mortgage, if you will, and also can arrange for a joint venture partner for the right transaction.
So it seems to me like if somebody has a capital requirement, your team at the Aztec Group is a go-to source for them.
Absolutely. We do it ourselves as principals, and we do it as broker.
Well, that sounds great. What are the types of transactions that you're looking for as a principal?
Really anything that makes sense, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
Bring it to us.
Okay. So then you're doing deals only in South Florida? I thought you were working on a to-be-built apartment building in Washington, D.C.
We work anywhere our client is, nationally.
You've done deals in what cities last year? You did Texas, right?
We closed deals in Houston, Nashville, D.C., all throughout Florida. all over the place.
Now, Charlie, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
They dial me direct at 305-938-8621.
Wow, that's terrific. If people were Jets fans or had fat fingers and couldn't write it down, can you say it again for me, Charlie?
305-938-8621.
And what you do at the Aztec Group is what?
I facilitate debt and equity for commercial real estate.
All right. So if people have a capital requirement, the person to call is Charlie Pennon.
Thank you, Jim.
You're the best, Charlie. We're going to be right back after this short break with Dr. Victor Franks.
I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not.
This is Rob Denton, President and CEO of True North Financial. America is stuck in a once-in-a-lifetime recession. It's affected all of us. For many small businesses, the reminder is constant phone calls from creditors and collection agencies. I talk to business owners all the time that are good people that just need a reset of their credit situation. Vendors, banks, leasing companies all want to get paid. True North Financial will help you reorganize your debt picture so you can get back to the business of doing business. We're fact-based and proactive. You deserve a professional who knows how to help you navigate these trying times. For more information, call me at 954-379-4738 or go to our website at www.truenorthfinancial.net. Let True North Financial start helping you today.
Ask Dr. Franks about his executive reboot camp. Ask Dr. Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.askdrfranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are back with the second half of our segments on aging. We've got Dr. Victor Franks. Dr. Victor Franks has climbed off the mountaintop in the Grand Tetons, and he is here to add to what we talked about earlier in the show where we discussed aging, and we're going to talk a little bit about keeping your body young and staying healthy as you age. Dr. Victor Franks, come in.
Well, Jim, I'm still on the mountain today. I haven't come down from the mountain.
But, how does it look from up there? Can you see me waving? Can you see me waving?
No, I can't. It's too far away. But today, speaking of aging, I'm going to talk about something that usually doesn't happen to people unless they're 55 or 60 and above. And it's something I really was unaware of until recently, until several of my clients and friends have experienced it. And it's called BPPV, which stands for benign paroxysmal positional vertigo. And a
you're making me dizzy with this talk, man.
Getting vertigo-type symptoms.
I had vertigo last year, don't you remember?
That's right, I do remember that, yeah. So it's popping up more and more, and they say up to 42% of clinic and hospital visits eventually is diagnosed as BPPV. There's other causes, of course. There's motion sickness or visual exposure to moving objects like cars going by and just staring straight across the freeway, even migraines and some diseases. But it's a surprising large amount of people that are actually this is the cause. And the symptoms are it's a spinning type of dizziness, yet there's a rotational component to it, and it usually has a very short duration, and it can only be induced by a change in head position. So
it's like a fluid buildup thing, huh?
Well, it is in a way, because and also it causes horrible nausea and sometimes even vomiting, and people get really, really freaked out because it comes on so suddenly. And they end up thinking they have a brain tumor or something. They get really panic-stricken. And one of the things that usually triggers it is just a quick, sudden head motion, especially looking up. One of the scenarios I dreamed up was, say, looking up at the blimp. So you're at a Marlins game, and they're up there, and the blimp trying to figure out what new Marlins Hoyer is going to get jettisoned next.
Oh, stop it. That's you're tipping off my editorial. Stop. Oh, stop good. Teasing my editorial. Yes. I'm about to flip out.
But the fire sale, don't get me started. Anyway, so you know that sudden head motion, especially looking up or even rolling over in bed. You're sleeping and you roll over in bed and all of a sudden you go, "Oh, what's going on?" You get all nauseous. And even if you've had a head injury in the past, sometimes this can crop up. And the crazy thing about it, Jim, is it's caused by inner ear calcium crystals.
Wow.
Known as ear rocks. They call it ear rocks just as a
sounds like a new band.
Way to, and I've always heard about rock being bad for your ears, but not rocks in your ears being bad for you. I got a little confused there. And what happens is these crystals will move, and it's gravitationally involved, and it displaces fluid, and the fluid in your ear moves over, and all of a sudden you got vertigo, and it's the strangest feeling, apparently. People really get in a bad way because, I mean, one of my clients this week, she says she just said, just call 911. She thought she was dying.
Oh, it's really freaky. It's really freaky. And for most people that have been healthy their whole life, it just throws you for a loop. I know that when I got it, I just absolutely lost it. I was terrified to drive. Didn't know when it was gonna come on. I went right over to the ENT. He gave me a couple drops, a couple pills, told me to relax, and everything went away in a couple days.
And what makes it worse, something most people in South Florida are very familiar with, is lack of sleep, stress, and barometric changes, say, before it rains. And not that I'm there, but I know it rains most every day. So those are the three major factors that actually exacerbates the condition.
Yeah, we've been really lucky. It hasn't rained on the coast. It's been raining inland, but I'm sure the wind is going to change, and we'll have a deluge next week when I'm trying to take some time off. So, you know.
Exactly. And
I'll just sleep late and pull the drapes.
The maneuver that there's, you can go to a physical therapist or an audiologist. You go over to U of M, and they got the people who could diagnose it for you. It's called the Dix-Halpike maneuver, and they actually take your head and hand and move it in different positions and try to bring on the symptoms. So it's fairly easily diagnosed, but it's like I said, it's a very disconcerting thing to happen to you, and as you know, since you've been through it.
It's just wild. It's just wild. I want to take a couple of minutes and go off that topic for just a second, Victor.
Okay.
I want to talk about some of the things that you give me that I take on a regular basis that help me stay young and fit and looking good and keeping my weight off. And I got to tell you, Victor, I haven't had a cold in 18 months. So what is it that you feed me and why?
Some of the main things that I give you are these standard processed vitamins. And you know my stance on synthetic vitamins. I mean, it's downright dangerous in my mind, because there's been plenty of studies that actually confirm that they contribute to all-cause mortality. So the ironic thing is people are taking, oh, I'm not sure of myself, but I am taking my vitamins. Well, they're taking the wrong vitamins. So you need to have, whether it's standard process or another, it's got to be a food-based type vitamin. And what I'm giving you are just a bit of a broad spectrum, but it's a combination of pills that actually boosts your immune system while keeps you healthy without really doing anything differently.
I really don't do anything except take the pills, go to the gym a couple times a week. I keep the weight off. I've been healthier than anything. I can get right up like an electric eel. It's a bang. I'm right up going. You know me, my biggest problem is calming down at the end. Oh, excuse me while I have some Gatorade while you talk about this.
But it's not complicated. I mean, standard process has hundreds of different formulas, but the one that I give you, they call it the immune system triad, and it's a combination of cataplex C, cataplex F, which has what I spoke about before, the PABA, the natural PABA.
Oh, I need the F. I need the F. I'm out of F.
Getting sunburn.
I'm out of F.
And also a type of calcium that actually is able for your body to assimilate. It's a calcium powder, calcium lactate, as opposed to some of the other harder ones to assimilate, like calcium carbonate, which is basically eating sidewalk.
No.
It doesn't do much good. So the combination of those three, it's amazing. It boosts your immune system to the point where you just don't get sick.
I'm invincible. Invincible. Except for Jim,
I'm glad it's working for you.
Oh yeah,
it works for me too.
Oh, it works great. The only thing I'm not immune to is the guy on the highway that's a little bit out of his mind. Oh, that happens to be just about all of them. I'm sorry.
Yes, well, that's the beauty of Montana. There's not much traffic out here, and that's the hardest thing for me when I come back to South Florida is the traffic.
Yeah, I know. Believe me. I mean, just when I'm driving down from Orlando, you can feel the pressure build at the at Palm Beach Gardens and then at Broward County. And then by the time you hit the Golden Glades, you're ready to pull your eyeballs out.
Yeah, so, you know, that leads to other practices, and that's what my reboot camp is all about, just to get people to calm down and have fun in the process.
Well, give me just a little bit of info on the reboot camp. We've only got about a minute left, so tell me a little bit about that. Give me the how to get to there and all that other good stuff, Doc.
Well, the reboot camp, you fly into Bozeman, Montana, and it's about an hour drive from the airport, and it's a three-day intensive where you get so completely away from the world, and we're doing fun things, everything from my water therapies where you get into meditative states to learning how to stretch properly, to panning for gold. I mean, there's all kinds of, and just walking in the mountains and finding natural medicine. Just it's a plethora of different educational yet fun things to do, and it just gets you away from everything. And you know, so one of my recent clients, he's a Twitter fiend like Johnny Irish, and he's in touch at all times. And he says, I think really the next trend is to be completely out of touch, where you just completely get away from everything, because all this being so in touch is wearing people down, and that's what I'm offering, the antithesis of being so in touch.
Well, Victor, we got to go. What's the website? And then I've got to just jump out. I really apologize.
Okay, it's www.askdrfranks.com.
All right, we'll be glad we did. Dr. Victor Franks, thank you as always. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim.
Oh, it's terrific. And now what I want to do is I want to make sure that we get into our editorial section. And what I want to talk about today in the editorial section is I want to talk about what happened here in Miami with the Miami Marlins. I have been a season ticket holder since day one. And I have a group of season ticket holders that I put together for the Marlins season this year. And let me tell you something. I thought the Marlins were going to be good. I saved most of my game tickets to the end of the season. I've only gone to three games. I've only seen the team that was supposed to be there three times. And now I'm going to go and see a bunch of cutouts or replacements or rebuilding. And I've got to tell you, people use the term fire sale. People use the term rebuilding. I got to tell you, unless you're just into the general narrative of baseball and the arc of the Florida and Miami Marlins, there's just not much to do right now. They don't score enough runs. They don't pitch well enough. They don't excite me. They don't entertain me. And they don't help me escape, which is why I watch baseball. I watch baseball because I want to escape and I want to be entertained. I don't want to hear, and entertainment is not watching Ozzie Guillen drop a bunch of F-bombs on TV. So please, Larry, David, Ozzy, the rest of the Brain Trust, please do what it takes to rebuild and reinvigorate and reset the Florida Marlins for next year. It looks like you've tried to do that with some of these trades. I hope that we get the chance to see those all in action. I want to thank our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive and True North Financials, and I also want to thank you, our listeners. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show, and please tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from, at Jim Fried or at Fried on Business on Twitter. Facebook, we're on there too. LinkedIn, always on LinkedIn. We even have our YouTube channel out there. And the websites get thousands of hits each week. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on our website, www.friedonbusiness.com, real soon. This is Jim Fried. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. You don't feed into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. Well, out of South Alabama, come a country boy. He said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape?
done.